Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here. So, we're going to continue with Lust Academy, even though it takes a dip. When it starts to take a dip and you guys don't like it, let me know and we'll stop it. Okay? You guys have the power and the voice. If you don't want me to cover it, let me know. And we will replace it with one of many other visual novels that might be better. There's more than I can count, and there's a lot of good stories out there. A lot of stories I haven't done yet. A lot of stories I want to do. And considering this one takes a nosedive in the end, and locked some of its important story material behind Steam-only DLC, I'm not really 100% cool on this novel anymore. I was going to replace it with Monster College, but Monster College also managed to take a nosedive, at least from what Annie said when she covered it. She said it started out pretty good, but it ended really abruptly, and that seems to be the issue that this one had as well. So, there are novels that are good. You know, you just have to really kind of dig around and all that. I've heard Stranded in Space is really good, so I might try that one. And of course, there is Shalehale Secrets, which is really good, but it's not so much of an adult game as it is a visual novel with adult scenes in it from time to time. And I mean, again, from time to time, as in hours and hours later. So, not sure. I'm really not sure. But there's a lot of games that I do want to cover, and I'm just not sure which ones are going to deliver in the end. So, let's continue. How's Salazar, Penny? Better now. He's coming round a bit. She obviously didn't intend to kill him, just to keep torturing him. It was horrible. Has he told you if he let Beatrice know where to find the seal? No, but if he had told her, I think Mr. Hudson'd be dead by now. Penny's right, but we won't know for sure until Salazar recovers. As soon as my teacher gets better, I'll ask him about what happened. I'm sure he'll be happy to help you. After all that Cordale's done for us, it's the least that we can do. Come on, it's no big deal. What are you going to do now, Penny? What's next? I'm going to take my teacher to his workshop. It's safe there. When he's got a bit better, we'll get in touch with Arthur and arrange a meeting. Then we'll give you the seal. I understand that Salazar has been through a lot and needs to rest, but the Overlord is growing stronger day by day and he's sucking the strength out of the Founders. Hopefully Salazar will recover quickly. Either way, there's nothing we can do about it now. Let's go, Grim. It's time we head back to the Academy. Penny looks sad. I think she was hoping we'd go back together. Well, by the looks of things, we'll be seeing each other again when I collect the seal. Next morning. And as soon as he's recovered, they'll contact you to get the seal. That's kind of how it went. Sounds like everything has gone according to plan. I had no doubt you could do it. You did a great job, Grim. And you've earned yourself a rest. Go and spend time with your friends, study, chill out, maybe visit Dale on the weekend. And then come to me first thing on Monday. I hope Salazar will be better by then and ready to bring the seal. Of course, Headmaster. Sounds like a plan. So can I go now? Yes, yes. Until our next meeting, Grim. Whoa, a whole week without having to worry about Frida? Count me in. I can finally help Dakota find her stolen necklace. I promised her I'd talk to Amelie, but I haven't had the time to since then. Ooh, pardon me. Sneeze. But as there's no rush now and I had a nap on my way back to Cordale, nothing can stop me now. Emily, here I come. Hello, Emily. Grim, good to see you. What brings you here? Is there anything I can help you with? I just wanted to see your beautiful face. How sweet of you. Sadly, that's not the only reason that brought me here today. I need some help, Emily. And I don't know who else can help me but you. Well, you flatter me, but let's cut to the chase. Listen, I really need to get to the Elves' Lair. The Elves' Lair? Didn't you have enough of them last time? After you talked with Grang out in the woods, those pixies seemed to calm down. At least, I see fewer books missing. Well, I guess that wasn't the end of the story after all. One of our Academy students was robbed of a very valuable item, a family heirloom. This isn't a joke. What makes you think it was a pixie? And what if? What a terrible thing! What if it was one of the students? Look, Grim, we should definitely tell Arthur about this. It's a very serious matter. This event needs an immediate exception. No, no, I assure you that's not the case. This girl, she saw a pixie right in her room, near her things. Oh well, even more so. Anyway, you don't have to deal with it on your own. You need to tell Arthur what you just told me. I know what I'm doing, Emily. Trust me, please. All I'm asking for is a map of the Elves' Lair. You've got that book with the map in it somewhere, haven't you? Last time we found the right path. Well, we. That was you, not me. I was so stupid I didn't even take note of where we were going. Ahem, the book. Wait, I think I saw it on my table last week, and the map was definitely in there. If you really like going on these adventures, I can look it out for you. That'd be great. If this book is what I think it is, yeah, the cover is hard to confuse with anything else. So that map, it's gotta be here somewhere. Wait, isn't this it? Yes, Grim, look! Phew, I was just getting worried that I might have memory loss. You'll have to either draw the map again or remember it, my friend. I'm not about to give you this valuable book. Yeah, sure, no problem. And don't forget that the Elves' Lair is hidden from the eyes of outsiders. When you get there, you'll have to cast a special spell, Ostendel. Yeah, I remember something like that. Thank you. And I hope you also remember how cunning pixies are. Be careful, Grim, please. Keep your eyes peeled if you're going on this serious mission alone. Of course, Emily. I always try to be as careful and prudent as possible. That's how I am, you know. How could I be anything else with teachers as amazing as those in our academy? You're the best role models. I'm glad I have the opportunity to learn from you. I wonder which of your teachers taught you such obvious flattery. What do you mean? It makes me so sad to hear that. I said it with absolute sincerity. As it's true. Come on, I was joking. I don't doubt your sincerity and integrity. You're one of the most sincere people I've ever met. Thank you so much for your help, Emily. I don't know what I'd do without you. Oh, it's nothing. I'm always happy to help you, Grim. You know you can come to me whenever you need anything. You too, Emily. I owe you one. Good luck, Grim. Although I don't think you'll need it with your talents. See you later, cutie. Bye-bye. It could just be my cartographic cretinism. Or maybe I'm too self-critical. Okay, it's not that bad. I'm sure I can figure it out. According to the map, I need to take the path heading north. From there, it's literally a stone's throw to the Elves' Lair. Phew, it seems that even with this map, it's taken me about 10 attempts to find the way. If I take my time, it'll all become clear. And the lair should be... it should be right there! Wait a minute. I remember Emily said I needed to use a spell to make the lair visible. But which one was it? I think it began with a O. Time to try my luck. Ostendel! Well, it worked. Some things work and some don't. But it's a pretty good start so far. But it's not clear where the entrance is. What are you doing here again, magician? Are you deaf, sweetie pie? Hey, can't you even say hello? I'm Grim. Well, yeah, hello. I'm Luna, but that doesn't change my question. What are you doing here? What's going on? Uncle Grang, I knew something was wrong the moment I smelled the wizard. What are you looking for here? I thought I made things pretty clear the last time we talked. You're asking me what I'm doing here? I'll tell you. You pixies have stolen something from one of our academy students again. Oh, I think I remember you. You threatened to come back here with your principal, didn't you? Why are you alone now? None of your business. Listen here. A family heirloom, a special necklace containing a sapphire called the Gift of the Gods. You should have seen that girl's eyes, the victim of your prank. She was in tears. I warn you, I'm not letting this go. Absolutely impossible. Easy there, cowboy. Let's try to figure this awkward situation out. The necklace is missing from the academy, you say? And of course, you've come here to kick my ass and restore justice. Am I right? Exactly. Pretty, isn't it? Oh, that's Dakota's necklace. Come on, give it to me. Dream on, dream on. That's all you can do. Don't even think about it until I get our missing artifact back. Your artifact? What's he on about? Really, the pixies are the ones who should be outraged by this whole situation. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. You wizards have committed a terrible crime against our kind. You're a good liar, but you can't fool me. One of you has stolen an ancient artifact from our lair, our main source of magical energy, used by our people for centuries past. Stealing the necklace was a retaliation for your evil act. I really don't understand any of this. What artifact? The Kerensky Diadem. Come on, tell me it's the first time you've heard of it. Listen, Grang, I really don't know what the hell you're talking about. What makes you think your relic was stolen by wizards from our academy? And what gives you the right to punish an innocent girl? Innocent girl? You mean the blonde one? Her name is Dakota, just to be clear. I don't fucking care what her name is. She's the one who stole our diadem, that's all I know. So, did you see Dakota stealing this diadem? I saw her with my own eyes. I remember perfectly when she picked up the chest. And checked if that diadem was inside. Damn, the worst of it is I can't tell if he's tricking me or not. And that awful smile that spread over her face as her hands touched the diadem. I'll never forget it. And her predatory gaze. That's beside the point, my dear friend. If you saw it with your own eyes, why didn't you stop her? The girl surrounded herself with a protective magical field. I could see what she was doing, but I couldn't do anything to stop her. All I could do was stare at that devil and plan my revenge. Don't you dare call her that. Listen to me, man. The fun and games are over. Our sacred realm will die without our source of magical energy. I don't give a damn what your plan is or why you suddenly need our diadem. One thing is clear, it has to be returned to its lawful owners. And until that happens, this necklace is staying with me. Arrivederci! Wait, Grang, I just want to... Oh, really? Just like that? Shit! What the bloody hell? Do you think this is some kind of joke? Whatever it sounds like, I know that your artifact... I didn't know that your artifact had been stolen. Really? What do I know? You don't look like a liar, that's for sure. But it's extremely serious. Everyone in the village is angry about this. The Kerensky Diadem has never left our lair. Ever! Excuse me, guys. Has never left our lair. Never! It's not only the source of our magical power, but it's also our mascot. The Kerensky Diadem is a gift from heaven. According to ancient legend, losing the diadem gives rise to irreversible consequences. It needs to be returned, or else we'll have to vacate this realm. We'll fight to the end, and we'll do whatever it takes to get back what's ours. God, you can't say such serious things with such a cute face. I just can't look at her without smiling. I'll do my best, Luna. Really. Give me some time. I'll try to make things right. Actions speak louder than words. See ya. Bye. Oh, God. I think I'm losing the thread of all this. And why didn't Dakota tell me that she stolen their damn diadem? If all this is true, the whole pixie lair could die because of her whim. And Dakota might be in trouble. Those pixies are really mad at her. I definitely need to try and sort this mess out, but first of all, I need to talk to Dakota. On the other hand, this messy story can wait till later. It'd be rude of me not to thank Emily for helping with the elf's lair, without telling her any of the sketchy details I've learned, of course. And maybe while I'm here, we can chat some more about all that BDSM stuff she's into. Yeah, that sounds more like the kind of evening I'd enjoy. If memory serves me right, Emily should be at Molly's Cafe around this time of day. Fingers crossed. There she is, Emily. I wonder what she's looking at on her phone. Some interesting article about BDSM? Good evening, Emily. Hello. I'm very glad you're here, actually. Sorry, I'm a bit late, it's okay, really. I was going through a lovely little article on bibliographic databases. So don't worry, my time in here was well spent. So that's what she was really reading. Grim, would you mind taking a seat? Yeah, she's not just thinking about BDSM every day. But if you'd be more comfortable standing up, we can talk this way. I prefer sitting down, that's for sure. You're welcome, dear. How went your adventure to the elves' lair? I've actually come here to thank you once again. What's it have to do with the elves' lair when they're pixies? It's the pixies' lair, not the elves' lair. There are no elves there. I saw no elves whatsoever. I've actually come here to thank you once again. Really? You've helped me a lot. I made it to the lair and had a conversation with some pixies. It didn't go perfectly, and I still don't have my classmate's stolen item. But we talked, and it's the start, you know, of the negotiations. Oh, Grim, please be wary when dealing with pixies. They're quite mischievous. Maybe it's better to take this to the headmaster? I can deal with that, Emily. Don't worry. I'll be careful. Great. So, Grim, besides dealing with pixies, tell me how things are going with you. Fine. Everything's just fine. Have you considered my proposal? Sure. Does she think I could just forget all that? And how is it? Do you have any questions? Perhaps, I don't know, hesitations? I'm here to ask you a few questions. Just go ahead and ask me. What exactly are your interests? My first and most important question is, how do you imagine our meetings? I can hardly imagine it, at least for now. Where? In the library, among the dusty books? Last time you stated you wanted me to take this really seriously, and made an informed decision. In that case, to make my final decision, I have to have all the information. Of course, of course. Wait, did you really expect me to ask you to do it in the library? Well, I don't know. Maybe in that chamber of yours. Do you think so little of me that you believe I picked that place? Isn't it obvious that the secret chamber isn't suitable for this purpose? The atmosphere in there isn't remotely inviting for relaxation. You also haven't seen just how much dust has accumulated in there. The only good thing about the place is that the walls are soundproof. Don't worry, Grim. Everything's planned out. I have my own personal playroom here at the Academy. I assure you had everything necessary to satisfy all your desires. Wow, who'd have thought of that? How is it possible? Right here in the Academy? You would have needed to talk to someone to get another secret room all for yourself. Almost nobody knows of it. Once upon a time, I was lucky enough to convince Arthur to provide me a second room to store some of my extra belongings. A little later, I figured out that I could find more useful applications for it. Arthur has no idea I used that room for anything other than storing my clothes. For something other than, oh yes. Regardless, I'll provide a tour of that secret room. Trust me, there's a lot to see. There, I can make you feel things you've never felt before in your life. There, with your hands and feet tied, you'll experience the strongest sensations and the most lovely, violent passions. I'll show you the diamonds in the sky, but only if you obey me. Oh? Whoa! Wow, she's stroking my dick through my pants. That's so hot! With that powerful wave of excitement taking over my body, I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Believe me, I rarely invite anyone into my cozy playroom. I wonder who was among the lucky ones that got invited there. Whoa, and who else did you invite in there? I do not think you should ask such things. That doesn't concern you. One more. Oh, wow. Oh, let's not do that then. I really appreciate that. I do. Emily, do I still have a little more time to think? Of course, dear. Take your time. I've mentioned before, the most important thing to me is a sincere desire to join me in a world of pleasure. I don't care how long it takes for you to make that decision. Besides, this will be your first experience, so I completely understand your hesitation. No matter what your decision is, tell me when you're ready. All right, we have a deal. You can always find me at the cafe in the evening. I think I've been spending too much time here lately. But I love this place. Got it. By the way, there's one more thing I wanted to say. I don't want all this stuff to interfere with our usual communication. Anyway, you can always ask me for any help. To get another book to read or ask for some advice. And we'll speak to one another as instructor and student. Everything that happens in the playroom stays in the playroom. A simple rule. Got it? Sure, very wise of us. Alright, I've gotta go now. See you soon, Grim. Have a nice evening. In that case, I have enough time to figure out if Emily's proposal is something I really want. I also like how she puts no pressure on me. She just seduces me with all her feminine charm. And goddamn, it really works. I'll sleep on it and then think about it with a fresh mind tomorrow morning. It's too late for hard choices and I'm too tired to even try. It's time to get back to the dorm and get ready to sleep. All right, and another day is wrapped up. This one was a little short, but we'll see you guys next time for more Lust Academy on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Let me know if you want me to stop it. I'm out.